B-Pod Studios.
That's just a couple of takes. How about all the takes with our friend, Pat Egan?
Patrick, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
All right, there are some weirdos out there that enjoy hiking.
Can confirm.
Hiking is this activity where you go in the wilderness.
I did it recently.
You just walk, all right? You're risking getting...
Hippie!
You risk getting eaten by cougars. It's awful.
Wow, Valley Green is very soothing.
And when someone you love decides to go hiking, you end up spending most of the time worried that a cougar got curious and wanted to see what human tastes like. Now, after a few hours, you might think they're just really getting after the hiking game.
All right?
And after a day, you might think they stopped off at a Denny's. But after 2 weeks, you're concerned.
Yeah.
You're concerned that we've got a full-grown cougar attack. And that's what happened to the family of Suzanne Courtier, who went hiking in Zion National Park and was missing for 2 weeks. She was finally found and returned to her family, having survived after being taken in by a pack of Black Panthers named Raksha and a slow bear named Baloo.
How did she... Did she name them? What was this?
Black Panther named Raksha and a slow bear named Baloo.
Literally. Black Panthers adopted her.
Wait, did you ever see The Jungle Book?
Oh, my
no,
God.
Oh, my God. He's never... Is, oh
you've
God.
Never seen The Jungle Book?
It's been wow. like 20...
Guys, he's too busy watching sports.
Years.
What
it's
a
been,
loser.
It's been 30 years since I watched The Jungle Book.
Have you seen The Jungle Book? You're watching sports?
My latest attachment to The Jungle Book was hearing Louis Prima sing the song for my daughter.
You're like, such a nerd. Alexa. You don't even know Jungle Book.
I thought you were combining stories with the cougar that attacked the one hiker guy and then the lady that got lost for 2 weeks.
No. We can
the
if you want.
The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
That's an old reference.
No, it's a reference that only you didn't get because you're too much of a sports guy. Loser watching sports.
Can confirm. Yeah, it was totally over my head. I got nothing.
Yeah, but there was the story, you're right, about the guy who was followed for six minutes.
Yeah.
By a cougar
and
who
he was like, no!
And I've never seen a cougar do what that cougar was doing.
It was
doing.
Weird,
that
right?
was weird.
Put the paws up.
He was putting the paws up, but he was also
sliding around.
Yeah, it was weird. He was like reverse moonwalking towards the guy.
So anyway, tell me about this Jungle Book. What happens in it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to see the movie. I'm not going to ruin it for people out there who haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy
spoiler
gets girl
alert.
Back.
Mowgli goes hiking in Zion National Park, and after 2 weeks, he's found.
Louis Prima is like the voice of the bear or whatever, right?
I don't know.
Is the original?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, who's got Jungle Book knowledge now?
No. I don't know.
We'll quickly move
yes,
on.
Please.
Then. The NFL review of the Titans concluded yesterday. The NFL found that the team was fully cooperative. There was an insufficient communication regarding player workouts, however, outside of the facility. But no one will be disciplined.
Oof.
The Titans organization will face, though, a potential fine.
Oh, will they?
Yeah.
No draft picks.
Oh, they're going to have...
No forfeits.
They're going to have trouble catering the an event.
Don't jump. What did Ryan Tannehill say? Don't jump to conclusions, bro. What did he say?
Well, for at least 1 week, they're not getting Chick-fil-A. They're going to have to go some Bobo, you know, fast food place. But they're not getting the good stuff.
All right, Dr. Catfish is saying, who has never seen The Jungle Book? I was right. Louis Prima's in The Jungle Book.
Just because you know one fact about The Jungle Book doesn't mean you're a Jungle Book man.
I knew Mowgli.
You knew Mowgli.
Louis Prima. I have no idea who that is. I assume a singer?
I'm the king of the jungle. No,
that's Baloo. You're thinking of Baloo.
Yeah, that's who played Baloo.
No, it's Baloo.
The voice of...
No, Louis right, Prima was
Louis,
doing an impression
okay,
of Baloo.
Jamie, do me a favor, if you can, if you'd be so kind. I don't know how the audio is working right now, but can you just, like, YouTube Louis Prima Jungle
Louis
Book?
Prima's not a real person. Baloo is a real
Louis
band.
Louis Prima's a real person. Well, he died, but whatever. He was a real person.
So pour one out for Louis Prima.
Yeah, better.
Who isn't real, but Baloo was real.
What?
Louis Prima was doing a bad Baloo impression.
I don't even think you know what you're saying right now.
And we'll move on.
Now that that's established... Louis, I'll tell you right now. You hear Louis Prima's voice, you're instantly happy. Boom. I'll just tell you that right now.
Baloo, you're instantly happy, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Baloo was great.
Baloo was great. Yeah, I'm not doubting that. But I'm just saying, Louis Prima, when you hear his voice, you'll know it. And you'll be like, oh, that's the guy that instantly makes you happy because he's got a great singing voice.
Yeah, like Baloo.
Sure.
Someone suggested to Louis.
What was that, Jamie?
I can't preview because your mic's on.
So it's my fault.
Yes,
now.
It's your fault.
It's my fault that in my segment, my mic's on.
We'll circle back.
We'll move on.
Yes, go ahead.
Louis Prima makes you happy. So does the Cowboys losing. We got our answer as to how the Cowboys might do.
Great time.
If you surround Andy Dalton with a ton of weapons, they got pasted 38-10.
Yeah.
Most Cowboys fans were overheard leaving AT&T Stadium saying, quote, "You got to re-sign Anthony Davis. That's not even an option. Got to go for back-to-back chips."
Well played. Yeah, it was pretty terrible last night. And look, the officiating was terrible. I know Cowboys fans will cry about that. I'm taking that into consideration. He was missing guys wide open in the end zone. There's a reason why Andy Dalton's never won a playoff game.
Yeah, he's not that good.
He's bad at being
And when your running back's fumbling all the time, it gets worse.
That doesn't help.
That's always a negative.
I did also see that there was, and take this with a grain of salt, because Twitter kind of makes a big deal out of nothing sometimes, you know, out of a couple of idiots. Yeah,
no.
I know. But apparently there was a little bit of an outcry on Twitter from Cowboys fans that were angry at Zeke, saying that the team should trade him.
Yeah, that's stupid, but that's Cowboys fans.
He's not the same.
He definitely is not the same. Not even a little bit. Not even close to the same. No. He definitely looked like he was a step slower last night.
Their offensive line's banged up, though.
Their offensive line is banged up.
But that doesn't stop Miles Sanders.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a pretty damn good quarterback.
It doesn't stop Boston Scott. Doesn't stop Corey Clement.
No, it does actually stop those two.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Louis Prima was King Louis of the Apes.
Yeah, he was the ape
he
guy.
He was the voice.
He wasn't Beluga.
Yeah, King Louis of the Apes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you don't even know.
Sebastian Cabot was Bagheera.
You don't even know. At least I know he was in the movie.
Phil Harris was Baloo.
You're. Stop.
It's been 30 years since I've seen
I'm sorry, but you're
book.
Playing yourself. You look foolish. Like, our listeners are laughing at you in their car.
I don't think.
For your lack of Jungle Book knowledge.
I don't think Jungle Book knowledge being lacked by me is a laughable
Let's
instance.
Go to a topic that you clearly know.
Okay, what's
Sports.
That?
We didn't get into this yesterday, but the Phillies are now looking for a new pitching coach.
Wow.
Pretty sure it's their 5th in 5 years. I got to double check that. But Brian Price is retiring from full-time coaching. That 60-game season was just the straw that broke the camel's back. But do you think this is a big blow or not?
Yeah, I do think it's a big blow because pitching coach stability is something that I actually would have enjoyed with the Phillies to have as a sports guy. I think that especially some of the younger arms are benefiting from a guy like, I think Vinny Velasquez, he's not good, don't get me wrong, but I think we saw some of his best starts under this pitching coach, and I thought that was something that could only grow.
Well, the excitement when he got here was through the roof, right? Oh, yeah. Let's see what the staff can do.
Great hire,
so.
Yeah.
But now Bryce Harper's jumping in and telling the Phillies who they should hire as a pitching coach. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, there was a story in the paper today. Apparently, Bryce Harper thinks that Scott Brown, Vanderbilt, that's who he'd vote for the pitching coach. Okay. Bryce Harper just wants his stamp on this whole team.
No, but let me ask you a question, though. Was Bryce Harper asked about this, or did he just come out in the media and just say, like, did he tweet this? I mean,
yeah,
what's
there's
the
a story
context?
In the paper with the
well,
headline
there's a story
and
in the paper,
and
then somebody asked him, I'm sure.
I'd rather have Bryce Harper's imprint on this team than John Middleton.
He says, exactly. Scott Brown, you up.
I would rather have exactly what Jamie just said. I mean, a guy that actually wants JT Realmuto back?
Yeah. So
and doesn't care about the price? Oh, my God.
Is it possible to have Bryce Harper as the interim GM? Because I kind of like the moves he wants to make with this team.
We can ask.
I think we can. Why not?
I support.
You know, he probably would say, well, you know, just being honest with you guys, yeah, I could probably do that job, too.
All in favor? Yay? We're all yay.
Real quick, a little PSA to Mr. Middleton. If you're paying attention to the World Series that begins tonight, there's a team called the Dodgers from Los Angeles and the Rays from Tampa. Both of those teams have farm systems and spend money well.
Poach.
You should probably poach whoever's in charge of that from either one of those two franchises. Thank you for listening, Mr. John Middleton.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Good job, Jamie.
That's a good take right there. Here's another
I see the rainbow over his head.
The best of all the takes so far.
There's more to come.
Yeah, yeah.
The NBA would like you to believe they created the bubble to finish the season for its players, their fans, to try to return some normalcy to the country out of the sheer goodness of their heart. It cost $180 million, after all, to run that bubble.
Wow.
And that's no chump change. Well, that $180 million investment paid off big time, as Sports Business Daily reported that the $180 million investment was peanuts in terms of the $1.5 billion in revenue the league was going to lose. So the NBA bubble seemed to work out for all parties involved.
Wow, so it was $30 million over budget. I'll take that.
Was it
supposed to be 150? It's supposed to be 150 million. It cost 180. You said
it cost 180. They made one. It would have cost them 1.5 billion.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they still came over.
We struggled with math yesterday, so let's not do this again to the people.
Yeah, right. $30 million over budget. I'm fine with it. Yeah. Good for them. I'm glad they saved their season. I'm glad we had NBA Finals.
Adam Silver for president.
So am I.
Yeah, pretty much.
Adam Silver's the best.
It's one of the best stories to come out of sports in a long time. Time, as a matter of fact.
I also don't know if we would have gotten an NHL bubble, if we would have gotten, you know,
Without the NBA bubble.
He kind of trendsetted it. All right, the Eagles are set to face the Giants in 2 days, and I don't know if you guys are aware of that. The Giants have a new head coach, Joe Judge.
Yep.
Judge is actually a local guy. He went to Lansdale Catholic.
He's one of Jamie's best friends.
I played basketball against him growing up.
Never met him.
Well, actually, we both played for Mount Carmel.
But you know people that still hang out with him, right?
Yeah, I know somebody in his group of friends.
I actually was just texting with him a minute ago.
Did you go hard in the paint? Did you throw elbows at him?
Yeah, I threw elbows at Joe Judge. No, he was on the good team.
Did you dunk on him and say judge, jury, and executioner? Anyway, Judge learned from the two of the best in the game, Nick Saban at Alabama. He was on the staff there, as well as Bill Belichick's Patriots staff, which is where he was hired from. Judge described the weird interview that took place with both. So when he interviewed for Alabama, Nick Saban asked him to write up a play on the board. And as soon as he started to write the play up, Saban just left and didn't come back for 20 more minutes. Saban came back and was accompanied by a guy that Judge said he never saw before or after. And as Judge continued to write up plays, both Saban and this rando just started ripping Judge apart, like everything. It was as if they were the two old guys from the Muppets. Then there was Belichick.
You're going through all the details of the job, you know, what it would entail. And as you're in the middle of talking, Bill gets up and just takes off his shirt. I'm trying to play through my mind at the time, like, all right, you know, Nick wanted to make fun of me and see if I'd crack right there. And Coach Belichick, he must try just trying to see how off he can throw me.
Well, things got
how
weird.
How off he can throw me.
I don't even want to know why this music is being played.
Judge actually pulled out his phone and recorded the incident that got even more weird.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arm.
Back.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000.
That was Belichick,
if you
were curious. No, in all seriousness, he says that you think that Belichick is trying to throw you off, but in reality, he's just busy and had to change into a suit to get somewhere. But the original interview with Saban just warped this guy's mind.
It's kind of weird.
What are you, that he took his shirt off?
Well,
it's not like he took his pants off.
I'm talking about Saban. Kind of weird. He just left, came back, and started.
He said he was ripping his clothing, the plays, like every little detail that he could rip.
Trying to throw him off.
Him and this random guy who is the Flavor Flav of the group, I guess, just started throwing your mama jokes.
I knew a guy like that I don't want to say he was my friend. He wasn't my friend, but I just knew this guy who was a boss. And I went into a couple company functions with them, whatever. And their employees would tell me that this guy would, like, walk up to them in the office and be like, why'd you wear that tie today? And then just walk away. And he would explain that it was to keep them on their toes. And I'm like, you're a jerk. You're a jerk.
That's what DJ Bonbon does to me. And then he just walks away.
All right, nice.
Birthdays today. Former Eagles head coach Ray Rhodes.
Hey!
Are we wishing him a happy birthday?
Sure. Of course we are. I would like him to give us a pregame, pre-show speech every day.
Just don't pee on my curtains.
Don't pee on my curtains.
He did draft Ryan Dawkins, so shout out to him.
Yeah.
Former Philly great Rudy Cianez. Hey, he's an 08 World Series champ.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pull, right?
That is a pull.
Wasn't a great birthday day.
No.
Eddie Jones, Temple's finest.
One of my all-time favorite local Big Five players ever.
Damn right.
Probably my favorite, him and Sheed.
All right, and today... Wow,
yeah. Well, he wasn't Big Five, but...
He wasn't Big Five,
You don't even know sports, shut up. Today,
do you even know Jungle Book?
Fine, he's my favorite local. Eddie Jones is my favorite Big Five.
Copy.
Today in history, in 1976, the Sixers paid $3 million to the New York Nets for Dr. J. I think that worked out pretty well.
That worked out well here in Philadelphia.
All right, I'll actually go back to 1973, though. President Richard Nixon proclaimed that Jim Thorpe was the greatest athlete in the first half of the century. So I ask you guys, who, in your opinion, was the best in the second half of the 20th
century? Is that the first ever hot take? I mean, I don't want to judge Jim. I never saw him
play. It's a presidential proclamation.
I never saw him play.
I think the first hot take was the Boston Tea Party.
I mean, Jim Brown... I guess his rivalry to Jim Thorpe athlete.
Jim Brown probably would have been mine because he was such a dominant athlete in basketball and lacrosse as well.
All right.
But
what are you asking?
Deion
here?
Sanders.
Who's the greatest athlete of our lifetime?
In the second half of the 20th century. So 1950 on.
Are you talking about athleticism?
Yeah, athlete.
Or domination of their sport.
Yeah.
If you want to go with a curler, you know,
a jockey. Serena Williams could be, you know, in that conversation.
She could absolutely be in there. I think
Nadal, Messi, Ronaldo, MJ, LeBron.
I think multiple sports. Tom Brady, Gretzky, Brady.
See, Brady's the most interesting thing about Brady is that he was the one. Like, LeBron is the one constant as well, but Brady actually has more championships. He's the one constant, him and Belichick. But as far as players, he's the one constant for 20 years.
But it's funny, the label is important. We talked about this before. You're saying best athlete. We're not saying greatest. We're not saying most dominant. We're saying best athlete.
So, and keep in mind, it's 1950 to 1999.
So if they had to play in a 10-sport event, who would be the best across all 10 sports?
I think it's obvious. It's G.J. Kinney. I think G.J. Kinney is probably the best.
Wide receiver and quarterback. Good call.
Let's not sleep on Hollis Thompson.
Played safe. Hollis Thompson's another great one. Yeah, I don't know.
Tom Glavine has to be in there, too, because he was drafted by the Kings in the fourth round.
Chicks dig the long ball.
I mean, Bo Jackson would be up there.
Michael Vick was drafted by the Rockies.
There's no answer to this question.
Yeah, well, no, I think I nailed it. G.J. Kinney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, G.J. Whenever in doubt, just throw G.J. Kinney out there.
All right, what else you got?
And that's, that's all it takes. I mean, that's it.
That is all
it takes.
Snuck that in there.
What?
No. I just want to make sure we were.
Right. We had enough.
I looked at the clock and I decided, yes, you're right. We have enough.
He's bullying me no more takes.
Do we have Louis Prima? Do we have Louis Prima? Is he here?
Do we have Baloo?
He's not Baloo. He's the other guy.
I know he's not Baloo.
I don't even think I watched all
of them.
Jesus, that was aggressive.
Wow. That was aggressive.
I can't do my job with his mic on.
Wow. As soon as the segment ends, all of a sudden I start getting bullied.
What the hell?
I'm glad the listener sees what I have to go through on a daily basis.
Yeah, really?
Lord. It was in a jestful tone.
I don't think it was.
Pat's not like he said GD.
Pat, blink twice if you're afraid. All right.
Wow.
Do we have Louis Prima? I like Louis Prima.
You know.
Is Pat's mic off?
Hold on. Let me ask Pat nicely. Turn your mic off!